For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The Saudis continue to bomb civilians in Yemen. Republican Senator Rand Paul tells NBC's Meet the Press.
I think it's actually a risk to our national security to be involved with the Saudis, and we should not be aiding and abetting their bombing of civilian areas. Pompeo told them 3 weeks ago, almost a month ago now, quit bombing civilian ports. And what have the Saudis done? They've dropped 300 more bombs on civilian areas since then.
On ABC's This Week, Democrat Senator Chris Murphy was asked if Chief of Staff John Kelly, leaving before the end of the year, makes him concerned that President Trump will fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
You know, I'm certainly going to look at all of our options to try to force a vote on legislation that would protect the Special Counsel. I'm also worried about General Kelly leaving the White House. I imagine that he was one of the people that was attempting to convince the President not to fire Mueller.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Independent Senator Angus King was asked on NBC's Meet the Press if the release of documents by Special Counsel Robert Mueller will have any impact on whether William Barr becomes the next Attorney General.
I think his hearings will be very important, and I'd be surprised if the Senate confirms an individual who doesn't commit to protecting the integrity of Special Counsel Mueller. I think that's going to be a kind of litmus test for any nominee for Attorney General, and we'll see how Mr. Barr handles those questions.
A winter storm has dumped more than a foot of snow in North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper is asking residents to be patient.
Power outages are increasing, mostly in the mountain counties, the Triangle, and Mecklenburg County. Utility crews have brought in more than 1,500 crews from other states.
Around 500,000 people in the Carolinas are expected to be without power. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Oklahoma quarterback Kyler Murray is the 2018 Heisman Trophy winner. Murray's coach, Lincoln Riley, says he's deserving.
He's done a great job of balancing being an elite competitor, which he is, and wanting to be on the field probably worse than anybody in that locker room, which he did, with also being a great teammate and continuing to work and staying driven throughout the entire process. And that's why we're standing here right now.
Murray is likely to play professional baseball rather than pursue a career in the NFL. He's set to play for the Oakland A's. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning holiday bakers not to eat raw cookie dough. The CDC reminds us the raw flour and uncooked eggs can make us sick. In 2016, an outbreak of E. coli infections linked to raw flour made 63 people sick. Raw eggs that are used to make raw dough or batter can contain salmonella that can make you sick if the eggs are eaten raw or not cooked properly. The CDC warning goes on to say don't let children play with or eat raw dough as well. Seven-member Korean boy band BTS has won the online readers poll for Time's Person of the Year, beating out other artists, world leaders, and politicians. Planet Earth narrowly trailed BTS in the poll. With millions of votes cast, BTS outpaced Planet Earth by 0.12%. The Thai cave divers finished third. Other top finishers, the South Korean president, undocumented children, former First Lady Michelle Obama, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, and Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh accuser Christine Blasey Ford. Time's Choice for 2018 Person of the Year will be revealed Tuesday on NBC's Today Show. For U.S.